Welcome to a special episode where I'm sharing all the nitty-gritty details about what it means to be in my client community. I'll answer frequently asked questions that I've gotten over the years, processes, platforms, and what I've personally used to help the physical side of my journey. So if you are someone who's been wanting to know more, listen up. So some of my clients that I've had over the years have lost massive amounts of weight, with one of my girls losing over 100 pounds. So I have been in this since 2016. I mentor a community of women, and recently I have thought of this idea of, like, why not bring in my podcast community and have their own space inside that community. We also like to share non-scale victories in that community. So it's not all about the scale, whether that be being able to keep up with your kids, taking the stairs without getting out of breath, or, you know, just gaining that control over emotional eating, which is obviously what we strive to do here in this podcast. So if this sounds like something you could use, keep listening as I will try to tell all. Hey friend, welcome to Pass the Plate Podcast. I'm your host Hannah, and for so long I relied on food to be my comfort. I'm also a wife to my high school sweetheart Jake, a Christian, and the leader of my online wellness community. A few years ago, I was drowning in emotional binge eating and so desperate for a solution that actually worked. And if you're anything like me, you know this feeling all too well. If you're ready to let go of the heavy shame you've been carrying and uncover the life that's waiting on you, then refill that water bottle, sis, because it is time to jump on in. So first off, like, why am I waiting until now to do an episode like this? It's episode 27, why now? But I realized, like I said, that I could serve this community better by creating a subgroup of my client community dedicated specifically to my podcast listeners. I believe in the power of community because that's how I started my journey. And I know that I found lots of success, and there were times that I wanted to quit, but because of that community, I stayed. And I know how intimidating it can be to surround yourself around people who maybe don't really understand the emotional eating aspect, right? Maybe some people just need a solution to their health and fitness, right? But some of us may not struggle like others with emotional eating. So I feel like us who do struggle or fight against emotional and binge eating find it really helpful to surround ourselves with people who not just, like, only understand what we are going through, but others, so that we can encourage to change for the better. Because we all know that when our emotional eating is under control, we are better for it. So let's get into it. First, the solution I found years ago back in 2016 was Beachbody. You can go listen to my first few episodes, hear about the pizza saga, and, you know, how I found my mentor scrolling Instagram. She had lost 75 pounds, and I was like, what are you doing? I need help. But when I enrolled as a customer, I started to learn, like, how you're supposed to eat, right? I learned how to eat for a lifetime, not just a diet, and something that is sustainable and isn't just like that hop on, hop off. Basically, sustainable eating for sustainable weight loss. And if you've heard of Beachbody, you're probably relating it to the home workouts, but most people don't know how good the nutrition side is. And that's where I felt like I really gained ground, and it was kind of like the foundation block for me understanding later on what I really was struggling with, which was emotional eating and using food to cope with life. So after seeing my own results, I realized that I could also help other people. And that's when I decided to partner with them and help other people. And then eventually it came to, I really want to help people with emotional eating. Let me start a podcast. Okay, that's like the shortened down version of it. But I really felt like something was missing from the nutritional aspect, and that was the emotional eating part, right? It was barely touched on, and definitely not from a Christian perspective or like a spiritual side. So, like I said, cue the podcast up. And after taking the past year off from this podcast, I feel like I finally gained some clarity on how I could serve this community better. So let's get into, you know, what do you get when you join? What does it mean to join this community that I have? So since we are focused on emotional eating, nutrition, that kind of thing, let's start there. So you get two different nutritional theories and you can see which one best fits your style. So one uses a container plan and you measure out your food. Pretty simple. It's the one I started with and I saw awesome results from it. And the other one uses a plate-it method so that you can plate your food a certain way and see really good results too, which is the current one I'm using. So you have an app and you can log all your food in it, plus access like tons of the recipes that I use almost weekly to kind of prep my meals for the week. And these nutrition programs fit like every stage of life. So recently I had a baby and during pregnancy, I would rely sometimes on some of those guidelines that they gave because it's like, you've heard like, oh, you're supposed to eat for two, which is not true. Okay. but I feel like if somebody didn't know that, these programs really do help at every stage of life. So if you have problems with your gut, which you've heard me talk about on this podcast, got you covered. Do you need it simplified and you want to start basic? Done. Need healthy swaps for dessert? You've got the right place. Okay, so this is literally the solution that I've used during every stage of my life since 2016 to find success as far as the physical and tangible solution for my emotional eating. And to be honest, I'm literally just touching the tip of the iceberg. Okay, but let's move on. Secondly, I want to touch on the home workouts. So there are hundreds with more coming out every single day of home workouts. There are programs and then there's also just, you know, workouts that you can just go pick out of the library. So most of them are anywhere from like 30 to 45 minutes. There's no impact. There's high impact. There's cardio. We have a bike. There's strength workouts, yoga, Pilates, live workouts. They've got it all. Okay. And it's all done from the comfort of your house, which for me, when I was really insecure, I needed that. And I needed to be able to find something where I would not give myself an excuse to not go to the gym, right? Oh, it's raining. I don't want to go to the gym. I'll go tomorrow, you know, or I'm tired. I've got a lot to do at the house. Cool. These workouts are from the house and typically they're around 30 minutes. Some are 20 minutes. So it really took the excuses away from me that I was leaning on. And if you can't work out or you don't want to right now, no worries. Like, you don't have to start with the workouts. That's just an added bonus. The nutrition plans can be tailored to those who choose to not work out or who can't. Okay. So the third component is the supplements to choose from. So I think a lot of people are like, oh, here we go, supplements, you know, because I feel like every company out there is like selling some kind of supplement, but I will just share what I use and what I've found success with and what my community has already found success with. So my favorite is the shake, which literally curbs any sweet craving I have. And when I'm feeling like super snacky, if I just reach for my shake because it has such good nutrition in it, it knocks out, even if I'm like craving Doritos, okay, if I have the shake, it curbs those cravings because it's nutritionally satisfying me. Not to mention, it tastes delicious, okay? But I love it because it gives you fiber and it gives you nutrients and adaptogens and probiotics and tons of stuff and a serving of protein so that you can, you know, really bust through those cravings when they hit hard. So I also love our palm berry tea that you can drink before meals, and it provides extra fiber so that you don't get those like post-meal snacky cravings, you know, like after you've had dinner, but then like you kind of feel snacky after, whether it's chocolate or whatever. It kills those and I love it. It tastes delicious. You can either drink it hot or cold. So the next thing, as far as the supplements, like what I personally use, I love our pre-workout. I love it. Because it's a fraction of the calories in energy drinks, and it's so clean. Not to mention, like, I it does not give me jitters, and I use it to clean house sometimes. Like, when I need, like your normal, like what you would reach for an energy drink. I just reach for what our pre-workout. And there's different flavors you can choose from, but, and I'm not a super big coffee drinker, like I have it every now and then, but I definitely have pre-workout almost every single morning, whether I'm working out or not, because it just replaced, like, where somebody would drink coffee for me. And we also have a hydration drink, snack bars that are really good for when you do want a snack on the go, but I don't want to overwhelm you with any more of, like, the product dumping. That's just some of the things that I personally use, and I can recommend something tailored for you when we talk. So let's move on from that. So when you join, you're going to get the whole digital library of workouts, both nutrition programs, and then the supplements are just included in your little package. So a lot of people, when they come to me and they don't know that the package is the best way to enroll into my community, they'll be like, oh, I want to get workouts and this nutrition program and I want to add on a couple of supplements. And if they don't go through me and have that conversation with me, they end up paying way more money than they would ever need to. So when you're wanting to sign up, let me know. And I have a $40 off code for you to sign up, and that way you can get it at the cheapest price that we've seen in a long time. So, let's see here. I'm checking my notes. So I highly recommend the shake, because it curbs those cravings. And I feel like a lot of us struggle with that. So, and let's be honest, the pre-workout would sub in a lot of those like high calorie coffee drinks too. Okay. Is there a money back guarantee? Yes. There's 30-day money back guarantee. Empty product container, empty shake bag. If you don't like it for whatever reason, the workouts, the nutrition, the supplements, you can request a refund on the whole entire thing. And let me be honest, when I first signed up, I didn't have the extra money to be spending on this, okay? But I was desperate. Remember the pizza saga? I was desperate, and I was willing to do anything to have someone help me. And I kind of thought, well, yeah, okay, fine, I'll do the package, but I probably won't like the shake. I'll probably just end up getting my money back anyhow, because I had quit on myself so many times. Do you know what I mean? Like, I had lied to myself a lot, right? Like, I promised myself, and then I didn't show up for what I promised myself. So after a while, you start to believe those lies, like, I guess I can't do this, or I guess I'm always failing at this, or I'm always going to struggle with this, you know, those kind of lies. So I had full intentions of getting every bit of my money back, but after the first week, and I realized, like, the community and the help I had, I was like, forget it, I am hooked. And the shake tasted really good, which I was surprised. I 100% thought it was going to taste like dirt. It does not. And what I love, too, is that you can make desserts out of it, like brownies, cake, mug cake, like, oh, so good. Anyhow, I digress. But there is a money back guarantee. So the next question I have, and I was trying to think of like questions that my clients have asked me in the past. The next one is, do I get to eat carbs? Of course you get to eat carbs. We aren't eliminating any kind of food groups here. We encourage you to eat all the food groups. We just show you which ones are going to lead you to better fitness goals, better nutritional goals, and for us specifically on this podcast, better emotional eating goals, right? And you can track your food so you can see what is beneficial for you and what is working for you, and maybe stuff that isn't working for you. And I'm all about looking at the fact of what situation we are in, right? For a fact, when I first started, I needed to lose weight and gain control over my eating. Okay, those were facts. We're not talking about just feelings. So when you track your food, you're able to look at the facts of what you ate and not be like, man, I didn't eat that much and you really did. Or, man, I ate so much and you really didn't. You're just not nutritionally well fed and your body's not responding well. So I love tracking the food. That's something I have been doing lately, and it is working really good for me. And to briefly touch on like the recipes, in the past little while, I've made like a cheesy steak skillet. I've made a 3-cheese mac and cheese, a cinnamon coffee cake. I think this week I'm making pecan pie French toast for breakfast. I'm making like Greek hero bowls. And if I just butchered that, don't come at me. I'm doing the best I can over here with my little Appalachian accent. but the short answer is no, you don't skip carbs. Okay. So the next question is, can I be dairy-free, gluten-free, vegan, vegetarian? And the answer is yes. There are all types of recipes and guidelines for special diets. And you can pretty much tailor anything you need to what kind of guidelines you need for your gut or for allergies or anything like that. Am I required to work out? Absolutely not. I want you to focus on nutrition first, but I will say once I got in the rhythm of working out or just moving my body, even stretching, okay? We're not talking about heavy physical fitness. I'm talking about just moving your body, okay? You are going to feel so much better. I did not believe people when they told me, oh my gosh, I feel so much better after working out. I'm like, really? Because I feel like I'm dying. Like, I think you're lying. A runner's high? What is that? You know what I mean? I totally thought they had lied. And it's just what fit people said, right? But I'm here to say that I was one of those people that judged those people. And now I am one of those people that I used to judge. Okay? Like, you really do feel so much better after you move your body. So, you don't have to. But it is encouraged. Or whenever you get to that point of like, you know, I'm feeling good with my nutrition. Let me throw in a couple workouts a week. So just know that it's there and it's an option for you. Okay, so how do you get support from me? I'm available via email for any questions or if you have a Facebook. I tend to love voice messages. Not a shocker, right? Because I have a podcast. So you can contact me either way through there. Where will you connect with me as a mentor? And while this is subject to change, I have a special group set aside on the app where I'll be logging my daily actions with you. So you'll be in there and I'll be in there. We'll both be in the trenches together. Okay, I've said that from day one with this podcast. We are in the trenches together. I'm not on some pedestal. I still struggle too. We're in it together. Okay, it's like a side-by-side battle we're fighting. I'm not like ahead or anything like that. Like, y'all know that this is a daily, sometimes hourly battle. It can be fought, but it takes support and something bigger than us, right? Are there beginner workouts that require little to no equipment? Yes. Again, there are programs nutritionally, okay, nutritional programs and physically programs for every stage of life. So if you're pregnant or if you need low impact or you haven't worked out in 20 years or, you know, whatever. There's modifications you can do. Like, it's all about just getting your body starting to move and starting to really heal it physically and nutritionally. So the big question I feel like people are always asking, how much does it cost? And I would say it depends on what package you want, but the best deal is to do the total solution package, which I was talking about earlier, which is typically $219 for an annual package, okay? Which is already a pretty decent savings because the last time I checked, if you were to just purchase the workouts monthly, I think it's like $350 a year if you did like the monthly subscription. So with the package, you pay $219, you get an entire year of workouts, both nutritional programs, two free, like they call them super blocks, which I won't really get into that, but it's like workout programs that you can get, just added extras, right? And then obviously my coaching along with like tons of recipes. And I have a $40 off code that it won't last long. So if you're hearing this, like jump on it if you've been thinking about getting into my community, but it would make it $179 before tax and shipping. So you can get an entire year of workouts and all the support you would ever need and learn how to eat for life for $179 for 1 year. So that's under $15 per month. That's less than the price of Netflix. And we are talking about saving our physical self within our control, right? We're not guaranteed tomorrow, but we can do everything in our power to make sure that we are being good stewards of the one body that was given to us. And you can learn how to eat. Because I don't know about y'all, but I was raised in the South and it wasn't exactly the cleanest of ingredients, okay? I didn't know how to eat. I didn't know what portion sizes were correct. It's so skewed this day that I had to relearn it. So for me, it was a winner. Like, I will invest in my health 10 times over because I know the person that I was and how I was struggling so badly to the person that I am now. And you can't put a price on it. I'm a different and changed human being because of this community. So I want to mentor you guys specifically because I know the pains that you guys go through. I know the heartache and the frustration and the why can't I get it right feeling. And I know that desperation. I know what it feels like to be that way. And that's why I really want to lean into serving this community specifically so that you guys can be on a road to healing. Because when we are better as far as taking care of ourselves and stewarding the one body and mind that was given to us, we can show up better for others. We're better mothers. We're better fathers. We're better friends. We're better Christians. We are better. Like, you're just better whenever you take care of yourself. It's not selfish to take care of yourself. It is selfless when you spend a little bit of time to make sure that you are okay so that you can give more to your family. I am a better mom to my baby when I am taking care of myself. I'm a better wife to my husband when I am not sick with self-induced diseases and racking up medical bills for my family, right? Like, so when we take care of ourselves, we are giving the best to the people that we love. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be sick in the hospital with things that I totally could have controlled and burden my family with my problems. The buck stops with me. Do you know what I mean? So that's why I knew that I had to take control and I needed not only this physical solution that I'm talking about, but I had to do the work with emotional eating. I had to get into my faith. I had to surrender this struggle and this part of my life to Jesus to let him help me with it because I had tried for so long on my own over and over and over again. And then I would get to a point and be like, okay, God, I've got it figured out from here. I'm good. And then guess what? Right back down the rabbit hole I go. So while I feel that some people, maybe all they would need is workouts and nutrition and recipes and they would be good to go and they would lose the weight, but those people don't struggle with emotional eating. You and I, if you're here and you're listening, you probably struggle with the same things that I've struggled with. And I am not a licensed therapist. I'm not a licensed counselor. I didn't go to school for psychology or food psychology or anything like that. But what I do have is personal experience with battling something that is very hard to be understood unless you battle with it. And I feel like that is why God has called me to serve in a podcast format so that I can help other people. I have gone before you in this endeavor, and I am here to share my wins and my struggles and my hacks with you so that you don't have to struggle longer. It is my way of serving this community. But I think arrogant is the word I'm looking for, to think that just this podcast alone can fix everything, right? And I don't believe that my podcast plus my community also fixes everything. But I do know that it helps. And I do know that it's sustainable. And I do know that it works because I have done it. And so have my clients that have come before this podcast was even a thing. So if you are in the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, or France, you are welcome to come into this community as a paying client. If you are outside of those countries, Unfortunately, this isn't offered to you yet. I have no control over when this type of community would be offered to you with the workouts and such, but I want to also give those people who are outside of those countries a little bit of hope. Find something that is sustainable. Find a way of eating that is sustainable. Focus on vegetables. Focus on healthy proteins. And I hope that one day God gives me clarity or instruction on how to help those people that I currently cannot with this platform. But until then, I have to serve where I'm at and focus on what I can do and what I can provide. So if you have any questions, I know that is a lot for one episode. I'll be happy to answer any of those that you might have or things that I maybe didn't cover. And if you're interested in joining, please send an email to pasttheplatepodcast@gmail.com. And in the subject line, put client community. Remember, the $40 off coupon will not last long, especially depending on when you're listening. So ask me about the current specials if you're, you know, listening to this a year later of when it launched, because there could be, you know, a different special going on at that time. But I hope you guys have had a great day. Hopefully have kept this under 30 minutes. And we'll meet here soon again. What up, girlfriend? Did you enjoy this episode? If so, I'd love for you to head to Apple Podcasts and write a review to tell me what spoke to you or blessed you in some way. I always want this to be a two-way conversation, and this is the best way I can gain clarity on what you're loving. Speaking of conversations, though, are you on social media? If so, connect with me at Hannah Dickey Bryson, send me a message, or share this episode to your stories. Please tag me, though, so I can keep this hangout session going all week long. And as always, if you need support on your emotional eating journey, I've got you. Hop on over to my free Facebook group, and I will see you in there, sis. Have a good week.